Good afternoon, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Okay,
this is great.
Yeah, this is great. The Active Retirement Association there in Whitehall. How long is it going? Give us a bit of background to it.
Well, it's been going in Whitehall now for, best part of 10 years, I suppose. As an association as a whole, nationally, it's 40 years in existence. Started out in Dunleary. So we're pretty well been out there for quite a while advocating and having older people doing their own thing, as it were, for active retirement.
Yeah, and there's 35 groups in Dublin. Do you all liaison?
Yeah, we do. We get together a couple of times a year, at least three times a year. We have one coming up in November. It's called a council meeting or council gathering, and we bring people together in one location. We bring in guest speakers, we have some lunch, and we have a bit of music and entertainment afterwards. So it's an opportunity for all to network, get ideas from each other, find out who's playing bowls, who's going for a trip, who's going on holiday, who's going on a day trip, whatever it might be. And it's always a pretty good time. We have a great response. We usually get about 60 to 70% of our groups would be represented at that, which is pretty good.
Yeah, because when people retire, sometimes they're at a loose end, don't know what to be doing, and this is a great idea for that, because it's no matter what they talk about, diets and stuff like that or whatever, I think the big thing mentally and physically is activity, isn't it? Well, that's what people should have to be concentrate on.
Well, I mean, the demographics are changing. People are living longer. The period of your life for retirement is increasing all the time, and it's becoming a very important part of people's lives and life history. So it's important to plan what you're going to do, because in my case, when I finished work and retired, I needed something that needed me, as it were. Mm-hmm. I needed a challenge, and I needed to get out there and fill that gap, because you're so used to a daily routine or whatever it might be, the challenges of the work that you're at, that when you suddenly stop, you could find yourself in quite a difficult position where you don't know what to be doing with yourself. So I immediately got into active retirement, and I came on the committee so that I could start organising things as well, because Active Retirement Association is about having members doing for themselves. We're not an old people's group. We are not a group that waits for somebody else to do things for us.
Mm-hmm.
We set it up ourselves. We organise things ourselves. And so by doing that, I got very involved in it. And I find it's the best thing to do, that if you're retiring, to get out there and get into it. And it's about, let's see, if you can bring ideas of things that you're interested in yourself and get some support from people who are already members, and bring in new ideas and new activities. That's what it's about.
Indeed.
It's widening the scope all the time.
Yeah, and it's a learning process as well as a teaching process, and integration, conversation, that's highly important for people to be
absolutely
to get involved
absolutely
in every way.
And on top of that, then, it's advocating, and it's the association in itself is speaking out on behalf of older people. I mean, we have a lot of older people in nursing homes who perhaps could be at home if they had home care help.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one disappointment, the biggest disappointment, I suppose, in the last budget, was that there wasn't more money assigned to home help so that people could stay at home and not be out in nursing homes, not be taking up hospital beds, could move home and be cared for at home. And this is the big gap that we have. And we really need to see something done about that. That's one of our big concerns. But okay. For those of us who are out and about and enjoying life, there's lots happening. You know, there's holidays, there's bowls. And bowls is a popular one. A lot of them play bowls. A lot of groups have bowls competitions, and there's a national competition every year that is hugely supported by people from all around the country. Well, when you take, we have like 24,500 members, and they're in 550 local associations around mm-hmm. the country. Now, the ages are between 50 and, say, 100 plus.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we have a lot of people out there, very active, very involved in everything. And they're not only involved in active retirement, they're in other associations and organizations throughout the country as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll find that so many volunteers are volunteering in many different things as well. Mm-hmm. So, active retirement is about being active. That's
okay.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to show my ignorance now, because I'm just reading a list of some of the things you do with the bowls and the whist and the walking day trips and et cetera, which means quite a lot. But what's petanque or petanque? Or I can't even say. I don't even
petanque,
know.
Petanque. It's actually bowls in the French bowls. You know, the outdoor one. Where sort
petanque.
Of a sandy kind of surface, and it's very similar to bowls, and it's about the little white ball is thrown. I forget what it's called, but I tried it out myself in the summer, and it was good fun. You know, just good fun. Yeah. We have the Dublin Corporation put in a course for us here in Whitehall, and we had a group was playing for a while. It's kind of fallen off again because the weather's got cold, and then in the summer people are busy doing other things. It's very hard. You know, active retirement people are very active. It's kind of hard to get them all together to do things.
Well, I have to say, every time I talk to people who have retired, I'm always inclined. Well, I'm a volunteer now at an AFM, so I've retired as well. And you sort of sit back for sometimes and wonder, when you're so busy, where did I get time to work? And that seems to be the mantra of all retired people.
It's so true, because you do fill the gap fairly quickly. And it's important that you do, because if you sit home and, you know, do nothing, it's such a waste of what you could be involved in and the fun that you could be having. I think it's hard for people who are still fairly young and are retired, maybe retired early, and they look on active retirement as for older people. And in actual fact, it isn't. It's about, you know, developing new ideas and meeting people in your own age group. Also, you might have a lot of people who didn't go out to work, maybe worked in the home, and they find it difficult to come out and join associations as well. But, you know, with all of the studies that have been done on health and well-being, one of the most important things is keeping active and involved socially, because otherwise, you know, you age more quickly. Let's put it that way.
Or else,
that's not good.
Yeah,
it's about health and well-being, and that's what we're about in our active retirement.
Yeah, or else, so you could go down the bad road of medication, sort of that sort of way that goes, and avoiding all that.
That's true. There are medications needed, and people do have them. But you know, get out and about and enjoy life is far the best medication you could have.
Well, that's what I said at the outset. Like, people talk about diets, and just listening to different doctors, and I see different groups in different places. Go to some of them yourself, and people of an older age, retired, and even younger who are not retired, the main thing now is keeping active, doing exercises, walking. And it's great what the council have done in lots of the parks, some of the equipment they've put into the parks, which is great as well. I see a lot of them being used.
Yes, I notice when I'm out walking the dog that they're all in use, and it's great. It's very good that, and it's all over the country. They're everywhere, so it's good to get out and make use of them.
Okay. Well, as you said yourself, sometimes the government... do you make representations to government sometimes about maybe some of the anomalies that's there?
Yeah, we do. We have... Yeah, absolutely. On our behalf, we have a small staff in the office of our central support office downtown. And they actually... They check with us to see what our main interests are. And where there is something nationally that is a concern, they will put in advocacy on our behalf into the government, and there was quite a large epistle that went in before the budget, and some of that, yes, we were somewhat pleased with what came out of it, but I think the big missed opportunity was developing something more for stay at home, for home care, you know. But nationally, any national issues do go through the office, and there is spokespeople on that.
Can I ask you one of the cliched questions that I've been dealing with people in different groups over the years? Are men still as reluctant to get involved, or is it all gung-ho now and everybody is getting involved? Or is there a shortage of men getting involved?
There are two answers to that. Generally, yes, you're right. Men find it difficult. They think it's just a lot of women talking over a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And it isn't, actually. We do actually have quite a number of men in our group here in Whitehall. And they're coming, we have we had a few of the men come to the Keep Fit class there last month, and we had them, of course, playing bowls, and they come on our trips, they come on our outings, they come on our, you know, our parties. So, yeah, we have men involved, but not as in big a number as we would have with women. But then on the other hand, we have a group down in Rathcoole in South Dublin, and they have a men's only group. Now, they do all the usual things. They go on trips, they play bowls. They've also developed a singing group. So they have about 16 people. Some of them are ex-professional singers, and some are just people who enjoy singing. And, well, I've nicknamed them our active retirement boy band.
Okay.
And they're so good. They had a CD out recently, and they sold around 500 copies, all for charity. So they've had to reprint it now again to sell for Christmas. So they're very successful. And that's they're called the Rams in Rhythm, and they base the name around the active retirement name of their group. So yeah, there are men involved in active retirement, and there are, but not as many as you would get women.
Okay,
I have to say that I have great respect for the men's sheds, because I think they fill a great need for men, because men probably find it easier to chat to each other over you know, a piece of work they might be doing.
And well, the good thing about them, as well, as I always say as well, Geraldine, and I'm sure it's happening in both sexes across the retirement association, is that the skills and even old games that are being kept alive that otherwise would have been lost due to the technology that's coming out there.
Yes, yeah, that's true. And sometimes you'd have maybe a talk or a workshop around the subject of how it was years ago, and people would be able to have a chat and bring up ideas and reminisce over games and things like that. But skills, yeah, that's something that we would see more in the men's sheds than with us. But DCU, I was at a meeting recently with DCU, and I've put my name forward. It's about passing skills on to others through YouTube and using the internet to develop videos around certain, you know, various topics. Now, it's a European-wide program that they are developing, and it's just on a trial basis. I think it's the Erasmus-funded. And it's in this they're going to develop some videos of various things. It could be crochet, it could be public speaking, it could be committee skills, it could be knitting, it could be anything. But it's about passing on skills and doing it simply with older people featuring in it, and passing the information on to everyone, regardless of age.
Indeed, that's the secret, isn't it? Passing it on and passing it down.
That's
and
right.
Yeah, I was just watching the news last night and the development of the board game with all the properties. I can't remember the name now. You know where you buy all the properties, and they've changed.
Oh, Monopoly.
Yeah,
Monopoly.
And they've changed it now, where they've put different significant Irish places on it, and they interviewed some kids, and it amazed me that a lot of the kids said they prefer board games because the technology to them, now I'm talking about kids of 8, 10, 12, saying they're finding it now boring, so the board games, you have to use their brain, and they like the challenge in it, that sort of thing, which I thought it was great to hear, and this is the type of thing of skills we're talking about, and getting lost.
Yeah, I'm delighted to hear it, because it does help young people to socialise more, because you know, if most of their socialising is done through the phone and the texting and the internet, there's something missing there. There's a personal touch, and it's important that they find some way of developing that personal touch and doing more socialising in the old-fashioned way. However, having said that, I find that the internet and Facebook and all that is a great bonus, because you're never on your own. You can still keep in touch. I play Scrabble with my friends in Wales and England and different countries.
Once it's used properly, that's the whole thing, the secret, isn't it, Geraldine?
Yeah.
Okay, once it's used properly. Well, if there's anyone listening to us now who's going to be retired, who is retired or has recently retired, there must be a retirement association group in their area. So what should they do?
Well, the best thing to do is we have what's called a regional development officer. Her name is Mary Colgan. And like myself, she's a volunteer. But I can give you her phone number. And if they ring her, she will have someone from their local Active Retired Association contact them. We don't give out phone numbers of in associations because they're all volunteers. There's no offices as such.
You don't have a website, Geraldine, yet?
There is a website, but and you could go in on that and check on Active Retirement, ACTIVEIRL.ie.
Okay.
ACTIVEIRL.ie. You could go in on that, and there is a way of checking where your local Active Retired Associations are located. But that website is still under development, and your best bet is to phone Mary. Even leave a message on her phone, and she'll arrange for somebody to phone back and just give you information about your local Active Retired Association. There's no commitment or nothing like that. Just if you want to find out more, the best thing is to give Mary a buzz, and she can tell you who your local Active Retired Association is.
Okay, and
her phone,
sorry, go
her
on.
Phone number is 085-726-5103.
That's 085-726-5103.
That's Mary
Colgan. Okay, and the council meeting on the 15th, where is that being held again?
That's been held in the Marine Hotel in Sutton, and it's by invitation. We do a fundraiser in the summer, and we use that money to put into our council meeting. And so we are able to offer some free places to each of our associations. Then we give sponsored subsidised tickets then for the rest of the members, and that way they don't have to pay the lot. So they have to book in advance and pay in advance, and so we will have about 160 people there at the Marine in Sutton on the 15th of November.
Okay. Anyway, that's terrific. Congratulations on it. It's really, really great. And
thank you.
And to keep up the good work. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Sorry for keeping us for so long. It's just that it's so interesting, and it's great to see people being active.
Thank you, Noel. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Geraldine. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And that's Geraldine Murphy from Whitehall Active Retirement Association. And Mary Colgan is the name if you want to give her a ring. 085-726-5103.